Welcome to the weekly news bulletin from Yosi, the hub for Young Chennai. This is Sandhya Varadarajan bringing you the news updates. Political. The by-elections in the R.K. Nagar constituency in Chennai, held on 27 June, where J. Jayalalitha is contesting as the AIADMK candidate, saw a 71% turnout. This could pave the way back to the assembly for Jayalalitha. An appeal has been filed in the Supreme Court against J. Jayalalitha, Tamil Nadu's present Chief Minister's acquittal, on the basis that the earlier High Court judgment had mathematical errors. Usage of helmets for two-wheelers has been made compulsory by the Madras High Court from July 1, aiming at lowering the number of deaths caused due to road accidents. This has immediately increased the sales of helmets. The controversies over the immigration of former president of Rajasthan Cricket Association, Lalit Modi, continues to get heated. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Digital India Week on 1st July to transform the country into a digitally empowered knowledge economy. India has been ranked best for investment as per Daniel Altman's Baseline Profitability Index, which is based on asset growth, preservation of value and repatriation of capital. With the government proposing tax benefits for e-payments, the government could levy a handling charge on cash transactions if the proposal gets through. In spite of surplus at home, India signs big deals to import premium wheat, afraid of the failing monsoon. Robbers attempting to steal 10 kg of gold were stopped by the Chennai police. It was found in a courier company's car on Tuesday night. 14 crew members were rescued from a sinking vessel, the Indian flag cement carrier ship MV Coastal Pride, off the coast of Daman by the Indian Navy and Coast Guard. HRD Minister Smriti Irani has announced the launch of a mobile app enabling students to download NCERT textbooks. Well-known Carnatic vocalist T.M. Krishna has announced that he would not participate in the December music season. The film Kaka Mutai hits big praise. It became the first film by a debut Tamil director to have its world premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival since the festival's inception in 1976. Former batsman Zaheer Abbas from Pakistan was confirmed as ICC president on the third day of the ICC annual conference. India escaped a Bangla wash in the ODI series versus Bangladesh. Copa America Chile 2015, Argentina beats Colombia in penalty shootouts. Final will be held on 4th July in Santiago de Chile. Weather. The weather has been hot and sultry in the city. The sky is expected to remain partly cloudy, the average temperature being 30 degrees Celsius. Light rain may occur in a few areas. That's all for the news this week. For updates, visit www.yosi.in. This is Sandhya signing off.